The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight on Nightly Pop,
Kanye's been hooking up with a very famous beauty guru. Male beauty guru.
This is also the woman who licked the toilet, so.
Oh, right.
Consider your source.
It's sexy. It gives
it gives
the tingles.
That'd be so.
It starts to go a little left for me.
Yeah, are you about to have a nip slip on live TV? Or?
Slide to bed with us, starting right now. Hey, all right, guys, welcome to Nightly Pop, your trusted source for spoon licking and possible hair crimes.
Oh,
we are the detectives. Morgan is off, so our lovely Erin is back to join us.
Hi, guys.
And America's favorite thirst trap hunter. So I'm here for this.
I
hear he is.
Anybody's favorite thirst trap.
All right, let's move along, guys. Shall we get started? Because this is giving a new meaning to star effort. A wild rumor is trending that Kanye hooked up with YouTube star Jeffree Star. We're told that it is total BS and it's not true, but Jeffree is now trolling. He's posted this shot captioning, "I'm ready for Sunday service." TikToker Ava Louise apparently is the one who started all the drama.
Now that Kim's finally doing this, I feel like I can spill the tea that I've been holding on to for months.
This whole divorce comes as no surprise. Kanye's been hooking up with a very famous beauty guru. Male beauty guru. A lot of people in the scene have known for a while.
I'ma just say this as somebody who has dabbled and knows what you can and can't say. Something like that can get you sued. So, you know, I don't know why she feels okay being so reckless. Maybe she feels like it's not gonna get back, but I promise you, you do not want a whole legal team on you for saying something ridiculous without it being founded.
Yeah, I feel like there probably already is a lawsuit underway, but like TikTok is the wild, wild west. Yeah. And if you weren't already sad for America with the current state and climate, be sad that this is how people are getting their news and this is how things trend and go viral.
People are getting their news on TikTok, and that's a sad state of events. Can we believe anything from her? This is also the woman who licked the toilet, so.
Oh, right.
Consider your source.
I do think, though, that if you're willing to lick a toilet, that you're willing to incur some serious, like, damage to your body. I trust her. like, I think she's a badass, you know? No, yeah. I think anything on TikTok obviously got a little asterisk next to it anyway. Having licked a toilet in a different TikTok, that's a few more asterisks to not believe it.
I mean, this is Jeffree Star. Jeffree loves being entangled in drama and trending news. Like, this is no shock that Jeffree is enveloped in all of this.
He's extra. Let's move on. Something else everybody is talking about, which is Netflix's Bridgerton. Of course, everybody is going crazy. Fans on Twitter are going wild for another hot scene with the Duke of Hastings, including this one with a seductive spoon.
That she, like this author, is still waiting on the only suitor of note.
Here we are.
I feel like anything he does, everybody's talking about all of a sudden, is the spoon lick, is it sexy? Is it gross?
I mean, yeah, it's sexy. It gives the tingles, and don't even lie.
Erin went like
about
this
that.
When that clip was playing. She went like this. Like she had to get all the tingles all the way out of her body.
He's a sexy guy. Like he's attractive. So anything he does is gonna be hot. He could be doing his taxes, child. We're gonna be like, oh, isn't this attractive?
With the little violins playing in the background, like yes.
He's doing his taxes with his tongue.
Okay, Hunter, when you do it, it's creepy.
Now it's creepy.
When Reggae Jean Page does it, the Duke, yes. We want more of. There we go.
He's really going in on the spoon, child.
The slow-mo, though.
All right, you guys, it is another day, and that means another cleanse for Gwyneth Paltrow. Mm-hmm. The Goop Guru posted this on her site. It's the Owl Reset Cleanse in her fridge. Here's what's on the menu.
The four-day cleanse from Owl is by far my favorite cleanse.
I'm so energized. I sleep really well. I feel f-ing awesome.
But every day you have bone broth, and then you have hemp milkshakes. So the morning one is a matcha one, the afternoon one is a turmeric one, and then the dinner one is a beet one. They're amazing.
Designed to seal and heal the gut.
These broths all have herbs and superfood ingredients in them, so it's even more good for you than just regular bone broth.
I'm sorry, all those girls look like something was wrong with them. they look tired. I'm not trying to be shady, but you know when you go through a cleanse, sometimes you look a little like
haggard.
You haven't had sleep.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like,
this is not making me want to try it.
Yeah, they looked less than energetic.
The one girl was like, I have so much energy.
I'm so energized.
But like, you, let's be real. We've all done a cleanse. We all live in LA. You don't have energy when you're on a cleanse. You're not happy when you're on a cleanse. You're not satisfied.
No.
You don't really feel nourished. You might feel a little bit skinnier at the end, but like, really, you just feel hangry. And then you like binge on In-N-Out after.
1,000%.
People always will like blame their like temporary bad feelings. They'll be like, that's just the toxins leaving your body. It's like, you don't understand how many toxins I have. It's gonna be a 6-month process to get all this out. I have In-N-Out 3 times a week.
Every time I talk to Hunter on the phone, he's going through the In-N-Out drive-thru. As you have your green juice right there.
Yeah.
I don't think it matters what you do. You could have that. You could get the juice at the grocery store. You're gonna feel the same.
Yeah.
You guys, moving on to one of life's most burning questions. Which Friends episode is the most hated? According to IMDb's research, it's the one where Rachel receives an invitation to Ross and Emily's wedding. Of course, we all know that she went, and then this thing happened.
I, Emily.
Take thee, Ross.
As my lawfully wedded husband, in sickness and in health, till death parts us. Now, Ross, repeat after me. I, Ross. Take thee, Emily.
Take thee, Rachel. Emily.
Yikes. Oh, that's pretty iconic. Is there any way in hell of Aaron, you about to get married, child? Would you forgive your man? If Joshua said somebody else's name at the altar, you out?
Absolutely, 100% goodbye.
Do you know the girl's name that would piss you off the most?
I know, but if it's not Aaron, then goodbye.
You really would leave him?
If you said another woman's name at our wedding, you know I am not saying I do.
All right. You might give it a, take a breather.
Maybe you
know?
Can do counseling after.
Counseling, day one of marriage. No, thank you. Goodbye.
If you were getting married and your new bride said another man's name, you still getting married?
It is confusing. Because I'm getting married in this situation. That's already kind of crazy.
Like, wait, I'm getting married.
Yeah. In what universe?
But if I was getting married, I assume I love the person with all my heart, and I would. I mean, I'm the type of guy where, like, if you cheat, I just want to know so that I can make a decision. You know, like, I'm very logical about it, so I'd be like, why did you say that? And then we'd have a whole conversation up on the altar, and then if the answer wasn't sufficient to me, I'd be like, we should
have the conversation on the altar with the guests
in front of all those people.
You think I could have a lot of friends? There's, like, three people coming,
like,
two of them are here.
Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Wait, so Nina, back to you then.
Oh.
Will you be okay?
I have made the mistake of actually accidentally calling somebody another. I called a boyfriend an ex's name accidentally. And I literally wasn't even thinking about the person. I don't know why it came out.
Do they sound similar?
Not really. But it really was a true accident. And I wasn't, I was beating myself up. Like, why would I say this? It was a lot of drama. So I have a little bit of forgiveness because I know sometimes it's not the way it seems.
On your wedding day, I think no matter who you are, at some point you have a thought about your ex. Not in a positive way, not in an I miss them way, but you just go, let me look at my life, let me look
Hunter,
at how I got here.
You're talking about dying, like your life flashing before your eyes. We're talking about a wedding.
This is the same thing.
Okay, goodbye. All right, we're taking a break.
Goodbye.
When we come back, one of the housewives might have the most insane closet space of all time. Plus, a petty fight on a plane goes viral. Whose side are we on?
You see that spoon work, though.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Now, it takes a lot to look like a Salt Lake City housewife. Just ask Mary. Her closet is overflowing and her clothes are taking over the house.
I love fashion for an escape. It's a mental escape. So I have a revolving closet that is like a department store. My office upstairs is completely full of clothes. We have a storage room, and Robert Sr. has two closets in his bedroom. Both of them are full of my clothes. I just don't know. I'm running out of spaces. I'm gonna buy a place just to put my clothes, like an apartment. Can you believe that?
I just think she needs more organization. It's a little messy.
Yeah.
Do you guys think she's out of her mind, or do we want this for ourselves?
No, I mean, look, when you're that wealthy and you probably are gifted a bunch of things, like, yeah, the struggle can be real with a lot of things that you really have an attachment to, but I think she needs Marie Kondo to come in there and, like, have a session where it's like, okay, does this serve you? Let's say goodbye to it now.
Yeah, some of those Louboutins are
a little old.
Yeah, those need to go in storage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it could all go in storage. You don't need more than one closet's full. Plus, right?
Nobody's saying that.
Yeah, you could have like four closets.
Yeah, because I got more than one right now, but let's not go crazy.
Yeah. But all we're saying is organization.
Yeah, we're just saying organize your
a system.
All right, guys, if you are thinking of traveling again, there is more to airplane etiquette than just wearing a mask. Are you a person who keeps the window shade up or down during a flight? I know which one I am. Now, that debate started a tense fight between these two passengers.
Can you just keep it shut, please? Can you just keep it shut, please? I'm trying to sleep.
I want it down.
Just keep it shut.
I want it up. I'd like to see where I'm going.
I called the intended. You're being ridiculous.
Good.
Let it down.
I'm not putting it down.
Put it down. You don't own this plane. My God. Don't touch me. That's assault.
Whose side are we on here? Because if you have to reach back, I don't feel like it's for you to control.
Yeah, because, like, everyone has their own window, and this seems like it might not be her window.
But there are some planes where it's an awkward because it's kind of in the middle, but this doesn't look in the middle.
That's
it's
not
behind
in the middle.
Her.
Or I can't tell if it's in front of her, too. There's that
oh,
thing,
that's a
too.
Good point.
Like,
that
I don't know if they're on the right side of the plane.
But in general, whose side? Who do you think has the right over the
there
window?
There are situations in which you can clearly see who's wrong and who's right, and then there are situations like this where you can clearly see that both people are loopy.
Right.
A little bit. Like, that is a lose-lose. If you care that much either way, you're dumb. Everybody brings a hoodie onto a plane or some sort of, like, jacket, or they have the blankets. Put it over your face.
Also, ask the flight attendant if you're not in first class, ask them for a face mask.
Yeah.
Even if you have to pay a couple dollars for it, get the face mask, put it over, and you won't have to worry about any light coming in at all. And you can get some earplugs, and you don't have to see or hear anybody.
Yeah.
Or, like, read the room of the plane. That's what I do. Like, if it's generally everyone's down and trying to sleep, like, just be courteous, put it down, and use your light.
It's hard. This is my thing. in public spaces like this where we have to be next to strangers for hours, there just needs to be a level of consideration for other people. A lot of people just aren't considerate, so they just don't care. I feel like she was a little entitled to be reaching back. He's sitting in front. Maybe he's going, having a hard time, and he's looking out the window. Maybe he's contemplating something. Maybe he's writing a poem. Who knows? But maybe he's doing something. Face forward. If you weren't turned to the side, boo-boo, you wouldn't even see it. I think she's kind of in the wrong.
I do think his reasoning was him saying, I like to see where I'm going, was dumb as That is, first
That's
of
true.
All,
That's
you're looking
true.
At the side. You, which direction do you think the plane's going, towards the wing? That's
I like
dumb.
To see where I'm going was a little extra. All right, here are some things no parent wants to walk into. This makeup artist just learned kids will f*** up pretty much anything.
All of my makeup and skincare in the sink destroyed. This is so heartbreaking.
No,
Am
I don't
I
buy
still
it.
Be salvageable?
I don't buy it. How long was this kid around to do this? Like, that was a lot of damage to be done. You would hear your kid making all that's. Look at all this makeup and mess. She did this herself.
You're underestimating the speed of a child.
Yeah, but this is a lot of noise. Doing makeup is noisy. Like, you're clinking, you're doing a lot of things. It hit the. I don't believe that a kid did this. You know.
I think a kid could very well do this.
Yeah,
like, kids
so
are little terrors.
Yo, this is a black mama. Okay?
She could be taking a nap.
I can hear you 12 blocks away. I just don't believe this is real. I don't think her kids did this. I think she did this to make a cute TikTok video. But maybe I'm wrong and maybe her kids did it. But if so, I'm gonna need her to pay a little bit more attention.
A little more. And if this were my kids, I'd be like, look, I know I'm supposed to love you unconditionally, but you've got some grandparents who love you unconditionally.
Listen.
And you're gonna go stay with them for a long, long time.
Thousands of dollars. Makeup is expensive.
And that there was sucks. Nail polish. Like, some of that damage is gonna really cost her.
This is something
like
Hunter probably
this.
Did. This is why
yeah,
he's so
exactly.
No, I was a good kid because I was afraid of my mom. I did not do dumb shit like this.
All right, well, you know, be more like Hunter, you guys, and I've never said that before. All right, guys, we got to take a break, but coming up, would you rather get licked in the face by a giraffe or hop on a speeding car for a dog? FOMO or no-no, it's next.
Tough choices.
Welcome back. All right, guys, you know it is a new year, and there are so many things we don't want to miss out on in 2021. So it is time for FOMO
or no-no.
First up, almost every influencer has been posting about this. So you can now go on a safari and stay at a boutique hell. Not hell.
A boutique hell?
Boutique hell.
Boutique hotel.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay,
maybe it's hell for somebody.
Boutique hell?
But you can stay at the boutique hotel at the same time you're doing the safari. A Giraffe Manor is a hotel in Nairobi that has a herd of animals pop in on you for a little bit while you're having your stay.
That'd be so
It starts to go a little left for me. do you guys want your faces licked at brunch?
I don't want them licked, but I would love to have a brunch with a giraffe. But I don't need the licking thing.
I don't need the giraffe, but I would love to have my face licked at brunch.
Oh, my
I think
God.
That sounds like a fantastic way to do breakfast, lunch.
I would like to go on a safari, see the giraffes, feed them lettuce and carrots or whatever. But then I want my own. I don't want it to be a thing all day. So, you know, pop in and go.
You don't want a friend in the shower?
No, girl. I don't need them popping up on my terrace. I might be out there smoking a joint. I don't want the giraffe out there. Nah, I got Jeffrey High.
Yo.
Yeah.
But is it the FOMO or no-no for you guys?
This is, you know what, YOLO and FOMO. I would do it.
Okay.
YOLO was not an option.
Okay, well, you do only live once.
Anything in an O now.
I would say FOMO. Sure, I'll do it.
All right, guys, let's move on to what the f- in children's programming, because a kids show in Denmark, it's called John Dillermand, and it's a tale of a man with the world's largest penis and all the adventures that goes along with it. Take a look.
Good day, dear John
Dillamant.
John Dillamant. John Dillamant. And I'm out in space to Dillamant.
There's a song?
Han kan smile lidt rundt, han kan blive lidt flog, han kan redde hele verden, hvis han bare fik klokken. John Dillermand, John Dillermand, John Dillermand, John Dillermand, John Dillermand, John Dillermand.
That is hysterical. That's a good show.
Apparently the demo is 4 to 8 year olds. Parents are saying that they do not think this is appropriate for their kids.
Damn right.
There's no way that... There's no way that this is real for like actual kids in this country.
This is in Denmark, and the market is 4 to 8 year olds. If this was for adults as a joke, maybe. I think it's funny.
I'm gonna look it up.
The fact that this is the target audience is kids is weird to me. But like, you know, in other countries, sex education is very different from the United States.
Do you want to hear the creator's reasoning?
Sure,
he said he claims the show is about removing shame and embarrassment when it comes to our bodies without sexualization.
Okay.
So, like, if we just had our like flying around animated and like doing fun things, like, would that be okay?
Yes, that would be very okay.
Why did you ask that
with
question?
Us.
They went a little too far. FOMO or no for you guys?
Absolutely. No.
It's not a no-no for me, but I don't have a fear of missing out on this.
All right, and finally, how far would you go for your pet? This woman risked her life after a couple stole a $10,000 exotic bulldog from her pet store.
Here she is holding onto the hood of a speeding car inside two thieves and an exotic bully.
I'm hanging on for dear life. She's right here. The man's right there. She grabs the dog swiftly and exits.
I'm sorry. She's out of her mind. Do you see how fast that car was going? How are you saving anything if you're dead? That was absolutely ridiculous. Get the license plate number, girl, and call the police. Look at this. She's lucky she's not dead.
She's fine.
Yeah, she's very
lucky.
She
didn't die.
You know,
you do this for Pearl? You gonna do this for Pearl?
If you stole my precious Pearl, like, I might be that woman. If it was Pearl and only Pearl, like the dog that I've had for 9 years, I would have to
square up. If you got a $10,000 dog in your premises, you got to screen people better who come to see.
Oh, yeah.
Let them see it and go behind the counter. Like, you know what I mean? But anyway. Yeah. All right, you guys. Well, on that note, we are out of time, but we will see you next week. So set your DVRs so you never miss an episode. Thanks,
Erin. Thanks for having me, guys.